Podtacular Customs and Call-ins, episode 26 for the week of November 6, 2005.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey guys, welcome back to another Podtacular episode. This is Fumo Jive.
And I'm Spellcheck.
And we're here to help you level up and stay there. This week we're talking about custom games and playing back some of our call-ins that we've gotten.
Yeah. Word up.
Yeah. So let's jump right into it.
Yeah.
Our show's been running pretty long past two shows, so this one's going to be a bit shorter.
This is a short show.
Yeah. Well, let's start off with Insomnia, game type sent in by Darkstar, 715124. I guess the first 715,000 or so were taken. So, anyway.
Well, it's a big number.
It is. He says this one's best. Maybe that's his birthdate or something. No. Not unless he's in the 700 or 71st month. Anyway, this is best played on lockout with no shields. There's teams on, extra damage on, bonus points on, and random first and secondary weapons. So it's a Fiesta game. Best if played with three teams late at night. The important thing is you or your friends must agree to trade party leader back and forth so the game continues for a couple of days. Days? Dude, that's a long custom game. Last time you played, it was 79 hours before it ended. With a three-way tie and 30,000 kills between red, blue, and brown team. Right.
That's what taps out at, isn't it?
What's that?
It'll tap out at 30,000.
Yeah, I guess so.
You actually get more, is that what it'll stop at?
Oh, interesting. I don't think I ever want to find out that upper limit because, man, you gotta eat, you know? He said it's also very fun to play with a non-moving hill on coagulation.
Alright, so you got one here from Lego Tycoon 93. It's called San Andreas Shootout. It's all gangsta and crap. Human guns, magnum, shotgun, no, first weapon. No grenades, team battle, hogs only. And what you do is you get one, get in a hog, one person driving, another person passenger, do drive-bys. Yeah. And the other people in the other hog, 20, 30 minute time limit or whatever.
Pretty cool.
Apparently it's fun.
I find a lot of times games like this, it's best if you turn off shields too.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you have to do, because like, otherwise you're just going to be like...
You're just going to be driving by forever.
Yeah, getting no kills.
Running around in circles, and yeah, doesn't work too good. Well, I put together a few of them on the spur of the moment. One of them was called Team Juggernauts, and this is a Team Slayer game with active camo on, over shields on, damage resistance on, extra damage on, and team play on. So it turns into everybody's practically a juggernaut, since except for the super speed.
Okay.
So I thought that'd be kind of cool to try out. Another one I put together was Juggernaut Hill, which is set the hill options to extra damage on, damage resistance on, and active camo on hill on. So I think when you have overshield and active camo, your shield still glows, but I might be wrong on that. But in any case, it turns you into Juggernaut instantly when you get into the hill. I thought that'd be kind of fun too.
Cool. Cypher from Forsyth. This is a guy from the Halo2Customs.com website.
Mm-hmm.
We totally just stole this from there. but he says that he recommends using more than five players. It's a really fun game. No shields, extra damage, one-hit kills. This game forces you to stop using force and focus more on stealth, accuracy, and tactics. It's called Cypher again, just in case you missed it. Cypher. Use battle rifle all the time and gain accuracy in your shots. The second weapon is sword, but it's practically useless because it's one-hit kills. You know.
Sounds pretty cool.
Use BR.
Putting extra damage on it is a good good way to add to the normal SWAT game.
So it'll just kill you like rather than like maybe getting one BR shot will take out like it might get you like there's a pretty big chance.
Yeah.
Extra damage it will kill you. Anything will hit.
This way you don't have to get a headshot to to kill people, so it makes it to where you really gotta hide.
That sounds pretty good. Pretty good.
Sounds like a good one. Another one called Three Strikes by MGM at Halo2Customs.com. This game type works best on smaller maps. Foundation and Lockout work best. Basically, each person has 3 lives, no shields, and you only have 1 weapon to choose from. Kill everyone on the opposite team 3 times each to win a round out of 4. He usually plays it with the Magnum or shotgun, but he's also tried it with the carbine, snipers, and battle rifle, and they've been good too. Having no shields really makes the game fast and enjoyable, and with 3 lives, you don't rush into a room full of opponents. You can also add a 2-3 minute time limit if players are impatient.
Yeah. Impatient people.
Yeah. Well, you
Halo
know what
1,
it is.
What's called Halo 1. I bet some people are really, really big on this one. From Mind Bullets at Halo2Customs.com. Extra damage. So, you know, the Magnum's kind of like the overpowered pistol, you know? Kill him 3 headshots. Start with generic weapons, BR, you know, the assault rifle, and the Magnum, you know, pistol. Well, I don't know. I think it's kind of unfair if you use the battle rifle, because that'd be really strong in that case.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with SMG and Magnum.
That makes sense.
I think it would be better.
Doesn't like using them in, but whatever.
Because the SMG is a little more closer to the assault rifle, I think.
That's true, yeah.
So, you know, you can use a BR or SMG, you know, whatever you choose to use. I think SMG is a little more retro with that. That's because it doesn't zoom in.
So we'll call it modded Halo 1 by Spellcheck.
Modified Halo 1 by Mind Bullets, modified by Spellcheck. Extra damage to the magazine, 3 kills. Start generic weapons. SMG and Magnum. Usually use Beaver Creek for aesthetic purposes, you know. Halo Classic on map, you know. Just the good old days.
Yeah.
Heck, maybe even call it Slayer Pro, just for fun.
Oh.
Oh.
Halo 1 Slayer Pro by Spellcheck.
Or.
Coming
or,
soon.
Is that instead of a pistol, get a plastical and call it Slayer, because that's all that was.
Oh, that's a cool game, Slayer.
Why did that? Was, that's like, why have Slayer and Slayer Pro? That was just retarded. No one ever played Slayer. I want to play Slayer Pro.
I want to play Slayer Amateur.
Slayer Novice.
Slayer Noob.
Slayer Nub.
Ghost Swords was also one posted at Halo2Customs.com, and this game is basically a swords-only, no-radar match, except everyone is invisible, so watch out. Game plays well on Lockout, Ivory Tower, Midship, Foundation, and Ascension. The game is good for up to 16 players. I was thinking that it would be cool to set the Energy Sword as a secondary and Magnum as primary to make it truly invisible. Uh-huh.
Well, I think it's what they mean by ghost swords. Like, oh, there's floating swords everywhere, so...
Good point, yeah. But it'd be kind of cool to just be everyone completely invisible like that with the sword as secondary, so you can just whip it out and...
Well, it's time to break out the cool techno music and get in some segments and voicemails.
Yeah.
Segments and voicemails.
Yeah, Podtacular. This is why we like you guys. Rock on.
Call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-4256.
Hey, everybody. This is, it's time for our voicemails. Voicemail of the week comes to us from a really, really good guy in Walking Nightmare. I'll explain. The reason he got voicemail of the week is because he made a really cool intro to his own voicemail.
Walking Nightmare.
Voicemail. Hey, Podtacular. Walking Nightmare here with my first ever voicemail segment. For those of you who don't remember, in episode 15, my Halo table was featured, so I have a very special thanks for Spellcheck for doing such a great job. Spellcheck, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, today I have a custom game type that I'd like to share with you called 9 Lives. It is a two-team territories game that is best played on Zanzibar and other larger maps. There are only 2 territories, no shields, human weapons, and only 9 lives. There's no starting grenades. Starting weapons are the battle rifle and magnum, and radar is optional. Territory control is set to max, so that it takes a while to capture, leaving the person vulnerable unless they have good cover provided by teammates. The goal is to score 10 minutes to win without losing your entire team. It forces extreme caution and communication because of the fact that lives are limited and there are no shields. A tip when playing is to not focus so much on who has the territory as much as how many lives you can still afford to lose, as well as how little lives your enemy has left. I hope you guys enjoy this game type as much as I had making it and testing it with my friends. Before I go, I'd like to mention that I noticed some people asking where the links to the pictures of my table were. It's at halo.bungie.org/misc/halo_table. That's all for now. I'm out.
Yeah, it's totally my fault that the links were ever posted. Sorry, man. Coolest intro for voicemail ever by someone else, but not me.
Hey, guys. This is Barks from 911. I was listening to one of your shows a while back, and while I was thinking of a fun game we played on Ascension before, you have one guy that's able to do this super jump at the small base and get on top of, like, the top fork-looking thing. And you have him stand on the left fork, and you have, like, five or six guys go to the end of the Banshee spawn, where the Banshee spawn's at. Well, the guy on top of the fork just bombs plasmas over that Banshee spawn, and the guys at the Banshee spawn, they catch them on their heads. It's just so much fun when you're trying to do it. And whoever catches it on their head goes up and gets on top of the fork, and then they start throwing grenades toward people. It's just really fun when you do it, and it's, like, hilarious when the guy catches it. You just, like, yell, touchdown! Anyway, you should try it sometime. Hilarious. See ya.
Hey, guys. Nick here. I got a good contribution to your bungee jumping segment today. Okay, first things first. I don't have my Xbox Live anymore, so when I come home every day, if I want to play Halo, I'll just fire up my Xbox, pick up my controller, and I'll go through the campaign about 20 times and gets kind of boring after a while. And then I sometimes leave and hook up my extra controller and just shoot the person who's not even there over and over again. So yeah, it gets kind of boring. So one big thing you guys missed on, bots. Why didn't you put bots in the game? For all people who don't know what bots are, it's like an AI that you can play against in multiplayer maps, so like you can play against a computer on midship. Why didn't you put this in the game? I mean, people who don't have Xbox Live, or that for the few amount who don't, they're starting to get really bored with Halo 2, and they just put it down and say, I don't want to play this anymore. It's really not a good thing to have. I mean, it's something that you should really consider putting in Halo 3. Also, why is the noob combo in the game? I mean, not saying that noob combo is bad or anything, I'm not telling you not to use it. I'm just saying, you guys knew what you were getting into, and you guys knew that it would cause so much commotion, why'd you put it in? I like the new combo personally, but it kind of ruins your game when people are like, oh, new combo sucks, you're a noob, but they just get so pissy and it ruins your game experience. So one other thing you guys could have changed a little. And last week I heard you guys talk about map editor, that would be great too, because then it would reduce all people modding maps, because then you could just create your own, it wouldn't be considered modding anymore. And storyline too. Storyline's a cliffhanger. I mean, who puts a cliffhanger storyline in a game? That completely sucked. Completely sucked. Now I've got to... You pick up Halo, and then you got to wait 2 years before you can figure out what happens next. I mean, I understand when I'm watching, like, a TV show, it's like, oh, next week. But then 2 years is a little long to wait.
But almost you wait that long for movies?
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
Movies?
So I'll probably
Matrix
be picking up
came
Halo
out, like,
3 as soon as it comes out.
I don't know,
out,
like, 4 years? 3 years?
That's another thing that's going to change. And, I mean, it's not really bad. You guys got a lot to improve on. Bungie got a lot to improve on. So, see you later, guys. Love the show. Keep podcasting.
Hey, guys. This is Feel the Thunder. Over the last week, I've gotten a new TV. I went from a 10-inch TV to a 27-inch screen. And when I first started playing, I noticed that shadows and dark areas were kind of exaggerated a bit. Like, instead of it just being a shadow, it was totally pitch black, and I couldn't see at all. So what I did was I messed around with the TV settings and raised the brightness to, like, the highest. And what that enabled me to do was there are no more shadows on Warlock. So when you guys are all having trouble seeing, I could see, like, the sun is shining in that dark hellhole. So what I suggest for the people at home is to mess around and change their TV settings, raise their brightness, and to keep it at a rate where you could still tell red and pink apart, then, you know, that could kind of be an advantage. All right, guys, this is Feel the Thunder. Listen to my tip.
Okay, my gamer tag is JR98664, and my custom game for you guys is called Cockfight. And so what it is it's an oddball game played on lockout. And so what you do is you have oddball, and then you spawn with plasma pistols, and then no weapons on map, and no secondary weapon, and spawn with grenades on map. You could alternatively take those out if you want, but I have them on there. And so basically what you do is you get the oddball, and you go normally right around the lift or right above the lift, and basically you cockfight with the ball. And I suppose you could try this with, say, two balls and have each person have a ball and then cockfight with that. You could also, I guess, alternatively call this cockball, but that's entirely up to you.
Alright, guys. What up, Podtacular? G.A. Lewis here, Pod 5 staff. I'm here to chime in my weekly tip. I usually write this, but since I got this sweet new mic, I figure I say it this week. Alright, here's my ascension tips. We all know snipers pwn this map. So once you pick one up, be sure to give it to your best sniper. Don't hand it off to the little kid yelling, "Give me the sniper! Give me the sniper!" Because, yeah, he probably stinks with it. So if you're the best sniper in your team, take it. Or if someone's better, let him have it, because it'll be useful, especially in Slayer matches. On offense, grab all the weapons. Rockets, shotgun, sniper, maybe a battle rifle, and storm your way into the base. Once the flag is out of defending base, the game should be easy pickings, as the sniper should hold off anyone coming. On defense, have one of your guys quickly get to the sniper, but don't bring it back to the base. Have him rush the opposing sniper to make the offensive team not able to have one. This would be useful especially for the defenders inside the base, since they don't have to worry about a sniper picking them off. Try your hardest to keep the flag in your base. Sometimes, if you're able to get both battle rifles, have them run around the middle, wreak havoc on the offensive team. But once the flag is out of the base, it's pretty hard to set up a good defense. Another useful tip is try to find alternative ways of maneuvering around the map. Don't walk up the middle. Try to go around the rocks or up the arches or the sides to catch an enemy off guard. This works very well to have the upper hand, since most people don't look in those places. Alright, G.A. Lewis here. Signing off. Hope you guys liked my tips. Have some more next week for you guys. Peace.
Say what? I came back to life for this.
Be part of the show. Email your own segments to podtacular@gmail.com.
Oh, there's one over here. Oh, ooh, roadkill.
Don't forget to call our listener voicemail, 206-888-HALO.
And if you want to send us a segment or a voicemail, you can call our voicemail number. That's 206-888-HALO, or 206-888-4256 is actually what HALO is. 4256. You can submit your segments via MP3 files to podtacular@gmail.com. PODTACULAR. That's Papa Oscar Delta Tango Alpha Charlie Uniform Lava Alpha Romeo.
Nice.
@gmail.com.
Hey, that was pretty quick, too.
You don't know that stuff?
Pretty good.
You don't know the police alphabet?
Well, I used to. I haven't used it in a long time. I used to be in the military, so... Yeah. And I don't know it that well, so... I never did.
No.
I only knew it just for the heck of it, because other people used it, but... We never really did. So, anywho... so you can send in your tips that way. Your custom games, your voicemails, your comments... All that stuff to podtacular@gmail.com as well. So your web resources, you know, whatever you want. And if it's good, we might put it on the show.
Sweet.
So, there's only one thing left to say.
Yeah.
We out of here.
I'm Spellcheck.
I'm Fumo Jive.
Keep on trucking, guys.
Word to the mommies. See you next week.
So, you beat the Halo demo. Not bad, soldier, not bad at all.
But are you ready to take the next step? In the full version of Halo, you'll find additional vehicles like tanks, plasma turrets, and aircraft. Powerful new human and alien weapons. A single-player campaign spanning 10 massive indoor and outdoor environments. And support for intense multiplayer battles with up to 16 of your friends.
Or enemies.
All that wrapped up in an epic sci-fi story that's so freaky! Woohoo! It makes me shake just thinking about it. Halo! Combat Evolved! Buy one!
Heck, buy two!
That's an order, soldier!